Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
I'm going to continue today looking at different aspects of Franciscan spirituality. Today we'll continue to speak about the sources of Franciscan spirituality. Today we'll talk about St. Francis's devotion to the Holy Eucharist. Capuchin Father Felder, in his book on the ideals of St. Francis, says that when Francis spoke of our Savior, above all, he had the Eucharist in mind. The Eucharist really was the focus of St. Francis's entire religious life. He fostered devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, really like no saint before him. Brother Leo, Francis's confessor, spoke of the, quote, exceeding great reverence and devotion of the Blessed Francis to the body of the Lord. And his first biographer, Thomas of Celano, wrote this. He said, every fiber of the heart of Francis was aglow with love for the sacrament of the body of Christ, and with exceeding great admiration he marveled at the loving condescension and the condescending love of the Lord in the Eucharist. St. Francis actually considered it unthinkable not to attend Mass each day whenever possible. He said, if I can't be present at Mass, I adore the body of Christ in meditation and with the eyes of the soul as if I were present at Mass. So many Catholics think it's unthinkable to actually attend Mass every day, right? Francis thought the opposite. He had the opposite spirituality. Interestingly enough, Francis loved the country of France too, not just because it was his namesake, but because France was known in his time as the firstborn daughter or eldest daughter of the church, but especially because it was known as the friend of the Eucharist. That was one of the names for France in his time. One day when Francis was deciding to head off to a distant place, he said to his brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and of the glorious Virgin Mary, his mother, I choose the province of France, where there's a Catholic people who, more than other Catholics, greatly reverence the body of Christ, which is to me a great joy, and therefore do I desire to converse with them, he said. He even wanted to die in France because of their love for the Eucharist and his love for the Eucharist as well. So St. Francis was French, not only in name, but also in spirit, too. In spite of their great poverty, the Seraphic Father sent his brothers all over the world, wherever he could send them, bringing with them beautiful sacred vessels, so that wherever they found the Eucharist preserved in an unworthy manner, they could put it respectfully in those vessels. Francis was often seen washing church linens and baking altar breads for the celebration of the sacrament. He would bake the bread with artistically wrought irons and would give those irons to the brothers so that the friars, wherever they went, could also prepare beautiful breads for the liturgical celebrations. We've spoken in the past of St. Francis' devotion to priests and to the priesthood. It was Francis's devotion to the Blessed Sacrament that inspired that reverence for priests, whether they were sinful priests or not. A member of the, as he was journeying one day through the province of Lombardy, the people of a certain village came out to meet him, and a member of the Cathars, the heretical sect at the time, came up to him, and he pointed out the village pastor to Francis, and he said to him, tell us, how can this shepherd of souls demand faith and reverence since he's living in concubinage and notorious sin? Francis walked over to the priest. He knelt down in the mud. He kissed the hands of the priest, and he said, I know not whether these hands are unclean or not, but even if so, the power of the sacraments administered by them is not diminished. These hands have touched my Lord. Out of reverence for the Lord, I honor his vicar. For himself he may be bad, but for me he's good, said St. Francis. Often Francis would say, blessed is the servant of God who exhibits confidence in clerics who live uprightly according to the form of the Holy Roman Church. Then woe to those who despise them, for even though they, the clerics, may be sinners, nevertheless no one ought to judge them, because the Lord himself reserves to himself alone the right for judging them. For as the administration with which they are charged, namely, of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which they receive and which they alone are to administer to others. Even so, the sin of those who offend against them, against the priests, is greater than against any other man in this world, said Saint Francis. So we should pray for and love our priests. At least tolerate them if you can't love them, and pray for them. Right? Try to excuse them rather than accuse them, even though they're poor sinners, even though we're poor sinners, all of us priests. If you do that, you'll be imitating Saint Francis. Father Felder notes that of the 8 letters of St. Francis that we have still preserved, 5 of them treat extensively or exclusively on the Holy Eucharist. So most of what he wrote about was the Blessed Sacrament. In his words of holy admonition, Francis gives an instruction on the Lord's body. He says this, "All those who saw the Lord Jesus Christ according to his humanity and did not see and believe according to the Spirit and the divinity that he was the Son of God were condemned. In like manner, all those who behold the sacrament of the body of Christ, which is sanctified by the word of the Lord upon the altar, by the hands of the priest in the form of bread and wine, those who see and do not believe according to the Spirit and divinity that it is really the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ are condemned. He, the Most High, having declared it when he said, 'This is my body and blood of the New Testament,' and he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And in this way," meaning in the Eucharist, "our Lord is ever with his faithful, as he himself says, 'Behold, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world,'" St. Francis quoting scripture there in a number of places. He even wrote a letter to all the rulers in the nations of the world, encouraging them to readily receive the Blessed Sacrament and to have the Blessed Sacrament honored by their people too. In all this, we can see how St. Francis really did make the Eucharist the heart and center of Christianity and of Christian devotion too. He even desired his friars to be bearers of a worldwide Eucharistic mission, something that was totally unheard of at his time. So he was even thinking of Eucharistic worldwide congresses 800 years ago. John Parenti, one of the successors of St. Francis as Minister General, ordered the chapter of 1230 that, quote, "the most holy sacrament be preserved in all places in ivory or silver ciboria, and that these be placed in well-locked tabernacles, because neither in heaven nor on earth can anything be found which deserves similar veneration," he wrote. When you add to all this, if you add to it St. Anthony of Padua and St. Clare and their Eucharistic miracles, St. Bonaventure as well, also Alexander of Halys, St. Bonaventure, and Blessed John Duns Scotus being called theologians of the Eucharist, plus St. Paschal Baelen being the patron of Eucharistic congresses and associations, also the Franciscan Joseph Plantanida of Fernó, he was actually the author of the 40 Hours Devotion way back then, and the entire Franciscan order being the defenders and the promoters of the Feast of Corpus Christi and Eucharistic devotions, all that adds up to the fact that the apples don't fall too far from the tree. Eucharistic devotion truly is a Franciscan heritage that continues even in our day and in our age as well. So let's ask Our Lady, the Mother of the Eucharist, for a devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, which is just as lively, just as ardent, and just as loving as that of St. Francis of Assisi. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.